I know you want them.
See you, Jeeker. All right, let's. And we can put a break off because we got Hall of Fame level. Oh, I don't know. Maybe needing a linebacker that can come in and always provide some hits. You just kind of know it after this guy calls. You just feel it. You feel sore the next day. I don't know, man. But, all right, Dan. But how about Jeeker giving Doc, Jeff, and Heather some props for being able to tune in and listen to them now? I'm telling you though, if we can get Rojette to call in, let's get Hall of Fame level linebacker caller / caller Lambert in here. Lambert, what's shaking, man?
No, I'm not going to play Lambert on the radio tonight, Tony. You know, the chain's weaker by a link. We lost the ties on. So.
Yeah, that's tough. Know,
Bino's blog was great.
Yes, it was.
It's just a big loss. It's a big loss, Tony.
Absolutely. Big, big loss. A great guy.
Hell just of a guy.
My goodness. The things and all the stuff that he, that he did that a lot of people was you know, unaware of, and for the community. I mean, Oak Ridge, Basilio Nation, all the communities around lost a good guy.
Yeah. So just play, Philly started the Guns N' Roses. Just played yesterday's on the way out for the Paisan. See you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Hang in there, Lambert. Lambrito. What's up? Lambert with a little request right here. Sad news there with Paisan. What a pleasure getting to hang out and you know, it's always interesting. It's always neat when people that call a show or they talk to you through, you know, social media, and then you finally meet them. But you get a guy that's just, man, just what a dude. What a great guy. And then we lost a great one, man. And Bino's blog was, I'll tell you what, made this old man cry. It's powerful. We'll let this take us into a break right here. 205-402, I'm just going to let it breathe. Used to love the stories the Paisan would tell us about
Square Jaw, being a teammate of Square Jaw, Bill Cowher, and playing for the great Lou Holt. It was, they're priceless. When you get a story like that. Yeah, my boy Paizon loved talking the sports, talking about the weather girl, Ella Dorsey. Just a great guy. And, let's get a break here. Come on back with us, 200-5402, neutral zone. Second hour coming up.
At TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
Royal Moving and Storage. Royalty for moving and storage. Residential and commercial moves. It's all covered. Available 24/7 with a 1 hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned. And we also do packing and internal moves too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the Crown. The kings of moving and storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
With the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen.
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brighter. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything.
Hardwood flooring.
Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting?
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing. You know, if you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Basilio here with the clone. Cloney, tell me about Pal Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet-friendly, under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I tell you what, those growler sales and 4-packs and 6-packs to go, it's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 pints.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the 6-string, because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Pal Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside over a covered porch. TV's outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Pal Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shod Road.
Pal Station, be there. Basilio's on a roll. Yeah, I mean really on a roll at the sushi spot. Come try my roll with crab yellowtail, jalapenos, tuna, spicy eel sauce, spicy spot sauce, sriracha, green onion.
Washed it down with a Miller Lite, too.
And remember,
that's some good Asian cuisine. Brighter.
As well as specialty rolls like the basilio. And from the nigiri to the sashimi to the maki or just tamaki. Sushi Spot always delivers with a fresh and delicious taste. Also, your home of sushitizers. And remember, Sushi Spot features time deals, too. Sushi Spot, where Basilio's on.
Gonna have to go back again and again and again.
Sushi Spot for lunch or dinner, Monday through Saturday off Emory Road, next to Tanoba North. You can eat it raw or not, but eat it at the Sushi Spa.
Virgil Kane is a name, and I served on the Danville train. Till Stormer.
Little request here from on the Twitter, Jay Setzer.
Yeah, man.
Taking your request right here, 205-402. Who you got in the Super Bowl? They went.
All right. Back to the phones.
All right, who we got right here? Neutral Zone, welcome in.
Hey, this is Robbie Cloney.
Hey, what up, dude? Hey, what up, dude?
It's just a sad week. It's been a rough year so far, Clone.
It really has, man. Gosh.
The cherry on top of the crap Sunday was our man Paizan leaving us.
Mm. Yeah,
and that guy had a heart of gold, didn't he?
Boy, he did. Absolutely did.
I was remembering this week, you know, last year, one of the first times I actually really sat down and got to spend a lot of time with him was at the National Signing Day deal out there at Smoky Mountain Brewery. So I sit down to eat lunch with him and Beanstar. What do you say, man? Roger ain't got nothing on Beano when it comes to eating. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
Beano's kind of a quiet, he's kind of the quiet assassin. You kind of look up over there and it's like, you know, he's been known like at Sushi Spot. It's like, one plate, you'll walk up and you'll see the girls, and then Beano will kind of give the girls there, the great staff there at Sushi Spot, a little wink and a smile, and they'll slip that plate out from underneath him and slide one right under in there. And he works out, he stays in great shape, but I'm telling you,
he definitely got that left arm wrapped around that plate. It kind of makes me wonder if Fat Five Freddy, took a spoon when they were kids. I don't know.
I'm wondering, man. It makes you think.
But anyhow, so I'm sitting across from the two of them. Paizan, Beano's got Paizan jammed into that booth. I'm going to have Paizan sit in there. And they set down a platter of spaghetti and meatballs in front of Beano. He chucks his napkin in his collar, grabs a knife and a fork. So if they've ever seen anybody attack a plate of spaghetti and meatballs with a knife and a fork. And he goes to town on it. Well, I look up and I'm just in awe. And I mean, I've eaten with Roger before. And I glance over and Paizan catches my eye. Well, the whole time Beano's eating, Paizan's making face. Beano's got no idea why I'm getting ready to, crap my pants laughing. And I mean, I'd stare straight ahead or look off to the right. I mean, every time I looked over Paizan, he's looking over Beano and he'd look at me and his eyes would get big. And, oh man, just don't miss it.
You sit there and you tell those stories, and he's just a man. He's just a warm guy, but he was witty. I mean, he could throw some one line. I mean, he's just.
For a couple of knucklehead smoke ribs, the two of them are,
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I've never seen to be amazed at how intelligent those two are. So, I don't know. Maybe once everybody, hopefully sometime this summer, we'll have a Paizan Tell Me a Story Day on the Bastilio show. I'm sure Beano's got a million of them, but just such a sweet guy. I don't know. You're gonna miss him.
No question.
But anyhow, feeling pretty good about the Broncos, I guess.
Hey, you know what? The worrisome hasn't set in yet. It will. I mean, I'll be a nervous wreck probably by next Saturday. But right now I kind of feel like we're playing, and it's kind of like walking in. No shot. And you're kind of like
playing with house money.
Yeah, it's kind of like there's just something about that I really think Peyton, with the fact that he's really not going to be the one talked about. I mean, I know he is, and then the storybook ending, and oh, the HGH, but man, I think this is the first time in a long time, a big game, that he's not going to be the guy that's just going to be sitting. I think he's got a lot to prove. I mean, he feels like, hey, you know, I win this game, I'm finally over 500 in playoff winning percentage. And, oh, by the way, hey, two Super Bowls look a hell of a lot better when you start. Now, there was no doubt he's going to go down arguably as one of the top. Probably. I mean, in my book, I probably got him in that 4-5 range. But, you know.
What do you mean? All time?
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
What do you mean?
He is the greatest, easy, best that ever played the game. He's the natural. He's Wonder Boy. Don't let the Cheatriots and all the northern media, all these media people that have trashed that poor guy since he was 17 and we decided to come to UT, spin it any differently.
Oh, I'm not letting them spin it. Yeah, that's my opinion.
He's the greatest quarterback who ever stepped on a football field. I'm tired of him tearing him down.
Well, I'm not tearing him down, but, I have a hard time. I have a hard time. Now, I'm not one that's going to say, well, a guy, you know, people want to lump and put a Terry Bradshaw, and I know that'll piss a Lambrito off. The guy won with great defense. He had good games, but he had a horrendous start to his career. But you got to look at it and say, okay, this guy's kind of a gunslinger mentality. He arguably, when you look at regular season, yeah, he's going to put up crazy stats that are like video game, like when they archive these video games and you want to put a quarterback together. Physically, no. Between the ears, absolutely. But no, he's not in my top two or three all time. Maybe call me crazy, but,
Chloe.
Hey, listen, I can't stand the guy. I despise Brady. But Brady has
Please
done.
Don't tell me you're going to put him in your top two or three.
Oh, I
he
certainly
He is 1-5 all time against Manning in games that count. I'm not talking regular season. I'm talking postseason. I'm talking when championships are on the line. That UGG-wearing girl was 1-5 against the Manning boys. And the only time he won was when Belichick dumped 8 feet of water on damn Foxborough Field. And they stopped mowing the grass back in June. And then they let Rodney Harrison beat the hell out of Marvin Harrison that game.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Now, and think about it for a second. Take the orange glasses off for just a second. Keep it real.
Right.
Okay. Look at what Tom Brady offensively. Okay, sure. The last 4 years or so, you've had Gronk. Okay. 1 year he got to the Super Bowl without him. He was hurt. But. Outside of at wide receiver, Troy freaking Brown, you're talking about winning Super Bowl. Look at what he won with last year. He wins with a bunch of little midget white guys. Now here's my thing. Gronk is, and I think Gronk will go down. Him and Tony Gonzalez is probably the two best tight ends.
Gronk's the greatest athlete in the NFL. He's the best athlete in the NFL. He might be.
Well, I think Cam Newton might be. I think Cam Newton is by far.
I put them right there together. Yeah. They're almost identical in.
Yeah.
In
but here's where I'm saying this. Listen, I love Peyton. I was a Bronco when Elway, Mecklenburg, Atwater. I love those guys, but, Mark Jackson across the middle. Listen, the thing is Tom Brady. When you look at what he throws, a much better ball. It's tight. It's spiral. He can. The guy has done so much more. I understand they had tapes. They were filming. There was a lot of teams doing that.
They had cheat. More bugs in the opposing team's locker room up there at Foxborough and the Russians.
Right.
U.S. Embassy over in Russia.
I understand.
Well, it's easy to look good when you know every damn defense is coming.
All right. Got to go to break. It's getting hot. Okay, but seriously, I'm not going to dock you. I'm not going to dock you here. Okay? But, listen.
I'm stunned you're even making this argument. The only reason you're making it is because Landon's not going to call back.
No. Hey, listen, I will tell you, right? I mean, Joe Montana right there at one. I'm going to put him right there because of the way he plays in big games. And I bet you if you put a blood, like his.
He's the only one I would consider with
his pulse. I'm just saying, with what Peyton has had to work with. Now, I will say this, in fairness, Peyton has never had the defenses early years that Brady had. Brady had that ability with those defenses that were just lights out. Plus, they knew the opposing team's plays. So, listen, winning in the big games, all that, but I'm saying, listen, if you want to really get down to it with doing it with less and no running game, I think John Elway, he didn't do it as long. John Elway, to me, Aaron Rodgers with a little bit more of a resume, Aaron Rodgers will go down as one of the greatest. He's going to have to win.
I've never seen anybody, I dare anybody to show me a quarterback that has a bigger arm than Aaron Rodgers as far as the deep ball goes. That kid has got a Tomahawk cruise missile.
It is a Tomahawk cruise missile. It is an absolute, he's got just enough athleticism on the run, and that team will, I promise you, that team, Jordy Nelson comes back even 90% of what he was.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
That will be a team. That will be a team. There you go, John Tweet.
You got to put up there is Lanny's boy.
Roethlisberger. That was what I was going to say. Roethlisberger is
a tough guy right there.
Listen. I'm going to tell you right now. If I, and this will piss a lot of people off, I've always said this. I've told Lammy this off the air, on the air. My family, my NASCAR Terry, my brother, we're huge Steeler fans, still are. But I've always said, Ben Roethlisberger, now he won early in his career with Jerome Bettis, some of those guys, and just suffocating defenses. Now he puts teams on his back. Ben Roethlisberger, he certainly won't go down with the stats that Peyton has accrued, but Ben Roethlisberger is money, and I think you could argue Ben Roethlisberger. You take a Ben Roethlisberger over Peyton.
He's definitely tough. You mean, what was that game? He got his nose broken. I mean, it broke sideways coming off the field, and he didn't miss a series. He may absolutely be the toughest
now,
man.
Let me say the reason why. Let me say my reason why. And this is why I believe I see it. The game has changed more. Peyton Manning early in his career could get away with the pass rushes, the offensive holding, adding the umpire, not only that basically stands behind the nose tackle and behind the center, behind the running back or the quarterback. You now have two different angles. Holding is called and is enforced more than it ever was early on, except for defensive guys can't even 5 yards. They can't even breathe on a guy. But at the interior line now, you see more holding. You see more of an advantage for defensive players. So my point being, if Peyton Manning had just a little bit of ability to get, you hear the happy feet, him stepping up. He has great awareness to be able to step up just enough to give him time, sort of like Brady. But, I mean, he couldn't outrun, hell, God bless him, but there's people in the nursing homes that could outrun both of them.
Well, he's running for his life.
Yes,
he put on a burst of speed when J.D. Collins was
he, take he did, but I think the element that the guys like an Elway could break down a play, and Elway did it with, until he got Terrell Davis, he was never going to win a big game because his defense sucked. He had horrible defenses that got to the Super Bowl, but he put teams on his back and got them there. I think one of the biggest, craziest things is, he hadn't won that big one. He hadn't won the big game. John Elway won a hell of a lot of playoff games with no running game and one elite wide receiver in Rod Smith on his team. And all that, really, two of those Super Bowls happened before Terrell Davis and before another great tight end in Shannon Sharp arrived. So we could sit here. There's different elements. If you said, okay, guys cannot leave the pocket, I would be right there with you 100%. Peyton Manning would go down as the greatest. But I think the guys that, because guys can make plays with their feet, there's elements that, and guys, I'm not kidding you, man. I think if Aaron Rodgers wins two more Super Bowls, we will go down and we'll start talking about him being in that elite best ever. But right now, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm probably like It's probably for me, it probably goes down like Montana Brady and Roethlisberger is it, and Elway are sort of like right there. I know Unitas is up there too.
Brady up there. He's a clown.
The guy is phenomenal.
More consistent. Joe Montana, Baton Manon. Let's see.
Wait a minute.
Joe Montana, Peyton, Elway, and Troy Aikman.
Aikman again is a guy that he made plays. He had great run game. He had three great targets offensively. Novacek was what Witten was. I mean, Witten's probably better, obviously. But he had a great running back. He had Moose. And you had great defenses. Again, that's my point, is that kind of skews things a little bit. I mean, for Roethlisberger to be able to take his team and beat, sure, you could question the officiating against Seattle that year. But with ability that he did with putting teams on his back, I don't know.
Well, we're going to revisit this. Hopefully, with me and you and Lanny are somewhere in the same room, and I've had a chance to bump about 10 Tall Boy Miller lights in the Lanny before we start the basin.
Hey, I'm
Jerry,
just.
Hey, what up, dude?
Hey, what up, dude? What about Eli, dude? Nah, you know what? I'll say this. There's no doubt he's one of the greatest. But
we'll just agree to disagree, Lamb. He's the greatest quarterback that ever lived.
I'm telling you.
Godspeed, Pizon. I'm out of here.
All right, buddy. See you, Robbie.
And your time spent in Tulsa did not help your shooting. And look at the gray in your hair. How good does it feel? You belong in these hills. It's best that you let it all.
According to Vegas Insider, someone just dropped $600,000 on the Panthers to win the Super Bowl, then turned around and put an additional $100,000 to cover the spread. Good luck, Broder. Yeah, we got people arguing on it. Yeah, I mean, my argument, Brady over Bradshaw, is, I mean, for one, it's a different era. This is a different era. You know, Bradshaw was solid. He had obviously a rough start to his career. And Brady sort of with a silver spoon, you know, you can throw that out there. That I'm just saying, he's got that team and put that team on his back. And I don't think he's had a whole lot of, you know, preparing the meal. I don't think he's had a whole lot of groceries, to be honest with you, Bill Parcells. And I'm a Bronco sheep. I'm an Elway guy. And I'll argue it till the day I die, man. That guy with less and without a defense and put that team on his back. John Elway, you know, come in here with Dan Marino. Dan Marino, it's why he couldn't win them. He didn't have any running game. Certainly no running game. Duper, Clayton, are you kidding me? Those are two elite-level quarterbacks. I don't bring Brett Favre in here. I don't put Favre in there. He didn't value the football enough for me. I don't know. So let's get a call right here. Well, dropped off here. Call back in here, 200-5402. Uh, He's getting some action on the old comment box here. But here's the deal, Benny Hill. I mean, obviously you can put. Give me a little argument here. Give me something. If you want to call in 200-5402 and tell me. Sure, he's not going to ever put up the stats. But if I'm lining up and I'm going to take, if I've got my choice, especially when he can make plays with his feet, I'll take a Roethlisberger over Manning. And I'm, you know, look, I'm a big Bronco fan. I love it. Again, if they're not, quarterbacks are not allowed, say it's, hey, you stay in the pocket. Draw the line right here. You can't leave the pocket. And you know what? Peyton's on a different level than those guys. But that's the one thing that kind of hurts him. Doesn't help when a Joey Porter's on the other side either. What is, let's see what we got right here, and we'll get to this. I do want to touch on something else with that. 200-5402. Hey! Yeah, who's up? Who we got here? Hey, Daryl, 990 Daryl, turn your radio down. 990 Daryl, turn your radio down. Hey, here, let me do this for you, Daryl.
Hey, Doc. You think Butch Jones give Peyton any advice for the big game next Sunday? Are they actually in the Super Bowl yet, or are they still got another game to win the AFC?
Rogier, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
It's up, man. It's going. I got a little John tweet requested.
Really?
Bumper jam right here. So what is your...
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy's throwing at the front door, and I dropped my pick. And I got Rogier that wants to try to win the... Sports Fix at 6, and so he and Heather can go to the Lady Vols game.
What do you think about that, Rogette? You'd go to a basketball game and watch a game with Heather, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
man, a reverse cowgirl, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go,
I'm here, buddy. Hello? Yeah, I'm here, buddy. Okay. It's sad about that, but Pazon,
I've been hearing tonight about Lammy and then about Robbie.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know, I'm gonna miss him calling him the show. You know, I get to meet him every time. You know,
we'll all miss him.
Times.
No question.
I get to meet him a few times, totally remote. You know, sometimes you get to meet, I don't know him well, a little bit. I get to see him a lot. So you know, sometimes. You know him well. Yeah, I've met him several times. Oh, really?
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah, nice guy. So are you going to the service tomorrow night?
Rogier, what now? I'm sorry.
Are you going to his service tomorrow night?
Honestly, what time is it, Rogette? I have not. I've been so busy. I haven't. This is the first I've heard of it.
Well,
I knew just not been able to really listen to much of the radio, Basilio Radio Network lately. I've had two long days in a row, and so I haven't really had a chance to get the details on it, Roger. I appreciate the heads up.
Oh, sure. That's why I seen it on Tony's blog one day ago. That it was from 6 to 8 at Oakwood, where somewhere. You know, I'm not sure what that. You know, I'm not sure what that. But you know what?
Yeah.
You know what that though? Oakwood.
I don't.
Have you been there before?
I've been to Oak Ridge, but Secret City, but yeah. But I don't know any details on it. I apologize. I don't know any details on it yet. But I'll see what I can find out. So what is your take, Rojette? On the all-time playoffs, who would you take, buddy? Rojette, are you there? Rojette, buddy, are you with us? Did you drop? All right, call us back, Rojette. Hey, welcome in. Who we got right here?
Oh, this is you, Junior.
Hey, what up, buddy?
Not much. Just listening to the show. I just thought. It's terrible about Pazon. I know I didn't know him as much as well as some of you all, but I got to know him through the riding on the bus trip to Atlanta and watching on the Pearl Patrol and all that. But it's just sad.
Yeah, certainly is, man.
Yeah, but I was wanting to ask you about some stuff about National Signing Day. Who are the guys that you think some of the bigger name guys that we can maybe steal at the end right here?
I think from everything I've been told, O has told me numerous times over the last couple of weeks, they put the full court press on Combo.
Yeah.
Feel really good about him. Real quick, thank you. Hang on a second. I do want to ask you a question. Hang on a second. Let me look at this. Lambert, thank you, Lammy. 6 to 8 at Click Funeral Home in Farragut tomorrow. For Pison, receiving a friend. So definitely get out there. Click Funeral Home 6 to 8 in Farragut. So thank you, Lammy. Not to change the subject, refresh my memory again. You were asking about some of the, okay, Comgo. And by the way, what are you currently hitting right now, batting average?
Last year I hit about .375.
Okay.
I'm hoping to hit about .450 this year though.
Sweet. So are you on the Rojette plan? Like Rojette, right now he has about a .650 average on chances that he'll finish two thick burgers before you get half of one of yours knocked out.
I'd say that's a pretty reliable statement.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. I mean, the guy's pretty intense. So I think Dickerson, the big offensive lineman, I think we're going to get him. I think
yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be real big. Derek Brown, we get the final visit on him this weekend, and it was interesting. A guy that I know from that's close to the Georgia situation, he says that he really thought Brown would be Georgia, and still feels, you know, strong that he would. But he feels like he certainly feels like that this is a little concerning that he's going to take a visit up here, because he's already commented that he really likes it here.
Yeah,
and I was told that he had a really, really, let's just say, a very pleasurable time here. Had a fantastic, really, really nice host, hostess.
Was he here when we played Georgia?
Yes, he was in town for Georgia. I know it was scheduled. I'm guessing everything went through, but. Yeah, he and his family are supposed to be here this weekend, final visit, and I believe we get Nigel Warrior.
Yeah, that's another one I was going to ask you about. I think him and Congo are the must get.
Yeah, well, you know, I just kind of think, you know, all the stars are good, you know, but I just kind of, you know, if we're going to get 20 stars on next Wednesday, you know, I just... You know, I'd assume us, you know, four.
Well,
four.
I was going to ask you, I know the basketball team is pretty untalented, but how do they just continue to blow these games? I mean,
well, it's depth and no point guard play. Guys get. Well, I don't think it's, you know, I think it's just, you look at any of them, you can see it on youth level. If you're outmanned, teams are bigger, physical. I think you can. You there? Hey, you there, Junior? All right, sorry about that, buddy. I don't know, it was a bad reception there or something. I don't know about cell service in Union County. I don't know about cell service. I don't know of any towers in Union County. Full break, but hard break. Tribidors. All right, let's see who we got right here. Neutral zone. We got to get a quick break, so I got about a couple minutes here. Who we got?
Hey, buddy.
Rojet, did you get on a new line? Because you dropped off there on me, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. What happened?
Did you hear what I was saying there about fair the Click Funeral Home? Fair.
Yeah.
Did you hear me? Okay, Lammy gave me a little update there.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you're going or not. Never mind. So let me ask you, Rojet here. I got about a minute before I need to jump into a break. Who are you taking all time? Who are you taking? And if you got a playoff team, you just need. And again, you need to go get a quarterback. Who are you going to take?
Yeah.
Is it going to be Tom Brady? Is it going to be Joe Montana? Is it going to be Peyton Manning? Is it going to be Ben Roethlisberger?
It's Peyton.
You take him over T. Martin?
All right. Yeah.
I'm just having a little fun with you. Yeah.
I know he didn't beat before, but he beat Bell now. He helped Tennessee to win. Championship, and he won a Super Bowl.
And you know what? I think too. The other thing is this would be the, you know, Peyton won in Indy. Listen, you'll take him. Beano's going to take it and run with it with his Colts. He basically beat. Are you ready for this? Do you know who he beat in the Super Bowl? Rojet, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so.
Yeah.
You know when he beat the Bears, right?
Huh?
Rojet, you're going to have to step up your game here, bro. How about some Doc? Or wait a minute. I mean, give us a little something here, man. Pump some life in here tonight. This is the neutral zone. This isn't Doc, Jeff, and Heather.
All right.
So you take, there you go. Wait a minute. So you'll take over Terry Bradshaw over Joe Montana. You're gonna take Peyton, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Cam Newton, I like him a lot. It's kind of hard for me to like Cam Newton. I never seen anybody so tough. That guy's good too. He's smart with the ball. I never seen anybody so good. So tough.
Yeah.
Better and better.
Yeah. Here's what.
Yeah.
Now again. This is where I think if you cannot see with Peyton in the postseason, this is where if this doesn't flag you or this doesn't, you know, and listen, put the orange color glasses aside. Set them down for a second, but listen to these stats. Playoff records all time. Roethlisberger, 11-6 playoff record. Now keep in mind.
Yeah.
He's never had the offensive weapons that Peyton had. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just keeping it real, but he's had better defenses.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
11-6 record. You can break it down. He's 4-2 on the road. Playoff record, that's pretty impressive. Non-wild card playoff record, 9-3. Okay? Average points that he scored under center, almost 25 points in the playoffs. Okay? Which, by the way, that's sort of, you know, that's certainly higher. It's skewed a little bit because of these last 3 to 4 or 5 years. Everybody's points are higher. I mean, look at around the league. Point totals are higher. But three Super Bowls he started, two Super Bowl rings. Okay?
Yeah.
So, then you go down to Peyton, 12-13 record. Okay? Home playoff record, 9-6. Loud dome, great home field advantage in Indy, RCA dome. Okay. Yep. Road playoff record, 2-5. Non-wild card playoff record. Keep in mind, 18 games, 15 of those were home. Okay. 9-9. I love, hey, listen, I'm Broncos. I want them to win. I hope Peyton goes out, storybook ending. Playoff points per game went to 22.16 per game. The guy is not the same quarterback. Teams play a little tighter. Three Super Bowl starts, one ring.
Yeah.
He cost. Now, I almost say this, it wasn't all his fault. But when he played in the Super Bowl against, it was a great play. It was a great decision, sort of like Nick Saban did against Clemson in the national championship game. He kicks that onside kick coming right out of half. And I'm talking about Sean Payton and the Saints.
Yeah.
But Terry Porter, Peyton Manning, stared him down, and you finally heard Reggie Wayne come out and say, look, you know, we weren't on the same page, but, you know, why are you pointing the finger at me, you know? Peyton Manning really hurt his chances and hurt his team's chances in that game with that pick six. All right. So again, by the way, he beat a Bears team with a mediocre, at best, maybe middle of the pack quarterback. By the way, it was raining that night in South Beach in Miami in the Orange Bowl where he won the Super Bowl, and he had great defense that stepped up and won that. Listen, everybody's got to have a little bit of help. All I'm saying is 22.16 points per game in the playoffs when he averages nearly 29 in regular season. Don't come in here and tell me, oh, you're crazy, clone. I mean, how could you? Hey, listen, this isn't national media putting things in my head. This is my opinion. I've watched some football. It's just my opinion. You don't have to agree with me.
I'm saying that.
Brady. Now, Brady, 22-8, Rogette. 22-8. But they've had the plays. They know. They cheat.
Yeah.
They bend the rules. Sure. It would not have mattered against, listen, they could have had, the footballs could have been on fire, and he could have had his hands soaked in gasoline, in fuel, and they would have still beat they would have beat the Colts by two or three touchdowns. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, with that said, that had no bearing on the outcome. Non-wild card playoff games for Brady, 20-7. Here you go. 26.5 points per game scoring in the playoffs. The guy generates points. 6 Super Bowl starts, 4 Super Bowl rings. Yeah, I'm just saying.
But then
you look down here at Rogette at a guy, 205-402, if you want to jump in with us. Well, let's look here. Where did I have him here? Okay, let's go to the guy on everybody's top of everyone's list, Montana. Montana 16-7 record, 10-2 playoff home record. Now he did have a road record of 2-5, but let's also remember, those were with the Chiefs. I don't remember very many away games for the San Francisco 49ers. Probably at least two of those were Chief away games. 4 Super Bowl rings, 4 Super Bowl starts, 4 Super Bowl rings, 25.45 points per game offensively. I'm just throwing it out there. We're throwing it out there. But Rogette, I love it, man. I hope you agree to disagree with me. And if you never call the show again, look, I love him.
Yeah.
I love everything he does. You know, he writes a letter to the Dobson family, brave kid, that lost his life, and he does things for military families that don't get to see their loved one fighting and things you don't hear about. The guy's phenomenal. He's pretty damn sharp too. I mean, you know, anybody that buys, Roger, do you realize that he invested in Papa John's franchises in a state that they legalized marijuana?
Who's that?
Peyton Manning. He did that about 2 months before the state legalized it. So the guy's a genius. They sit there and they burn lettuce in the stadium. Yeah. In Sports Authority Stadium, you can sit there and burn weed and watch Peyton Manning, and you can eat a Papa John's pizza, and he's making money.
I seen commercial of Peyton for Peyton.
All right.
Also, on pizza on that commercial about I heard commercial about that not long ago about Peyton and Montana and all, you know, so it's too commercial that he does.
Yeah, it is. I want you to work on one thing. Homework for Rogette this week, okay? I want you and I to come up. Yeah, I want you and I to work on a nationwide jingle. Okay. You know the commercials for insurance that Peyton does? Okay, hang on. I'm going to pull one up here for you.
Okay.
You know where like, epic comeback starts right here. I mean, you don't see, you know, those nationwide commercials. Chicken parm never tastes so good. I mean, you've not seen those? You've not seen the nationwide commercials?
I can't remember.
All right, well, hang on a second. Hang on a second, Rogette, because if you and I are going to do something, and we're going to work together on this, we're not just, you know, we're going to have a three-piece band, all right? So here you go. I'm gonna play this for you, Rogette. Here you go.
That's a first-rate queso dip. Haven't been this lost in years. Recalculating shortest route. Do I really look like this? And put it on top. Never seen this one before.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
I like it.
So, Rogette, there's your homework for the week. I want you to... And if you want to get a little Himes-like in there...
Yeah.
He's a pretty good quarterback. I mean, we're going to work on a jingle next week.
I like your style.
hooked it just a little bit. Don't open that cellar door.
Here you go, Roger.
Epic comeback starts right here. Lucky shot.
So will you work on that this week? No, wait a minute. No hesitation. Here we go, Roger.
Rosette,
who am I for in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. Are you serious?
Hey, Matt. Peyton.
No, I'm not Peyton. I'm Broncos. Did I not tell you when we started we took the orange color glasses off?
Yeah.
No, I'm all about Miller time. I'm about
turkey leg, you taste so good.
Where of 94.
All right. Never missed a ladies' game. All right.
Never shot over
75 in golf.
All right, Roget, buddy. Hey, I gotta roll, buddy. What you got? Last thing. Man. I'm not just cutting you loose here. I really gotta go.
Really?
Yeah. It's 9 o'clock. What's your last thing? Last take. What you got? I think she can't cut the meat, Rosette. I think she'll, I think Doc will keep, you'll keep supporting Doc's awful show over there and carrying his water like he's carrying Holly. I hate to say that, but you need to jump on board. I think you need to think long and hard. You need to be Team Basilio or step off.
It's gotta be over 50 yards.
Hey, Rosette, man, we gotta jump out of here. You wanna help me with a little Beastie Boys? Can you do the nationwide jingle when I do the little Beastie Boys? You know, like, no sleep to, no sleep to San Fran. Can you do it? No, I just need you to do the jingle, like,
Jingle.
Heather's never been with a man like this. I mean, you could throw some nationwide jingle out there.
I don't know.
Come on now. Come on. What do you mean you don't know? Listen, indecisiveness gets you nowhere in the neutral zone. All right, I'm gonna run you if you're not gonna.
All right, cut that meat. Cut.
Okay, that's what you could do. Do it like Doc. Just go cut that meat.
All right.
On a panel, every false metal. These are running hotter than a bowling kettle.
Come on, Rosette, step up. Cut that meat. Cut that meat.
Location.
I think I have an itchy bottom of the day, Doc. I don't know if it's hemorrhoids or not.
Yes.
Cut that meat.
Louder. Cut that meat. Sing it.
Cut that meat.
Like Dog. Do it.
All right. Cut that meat.
Cut that meat.
Y'all smokes dust. Turn around the world. You rock around the clock.
Play the hotel girls on the jock, Rosette.
Oh,
Cut that meat. He's talking to, he's talking, he's a butcher. Cut that meat. Like it, Roger, do you like good deli meat?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to a great deli meat somewhere like in Brooklyn. Hey, come over here. Hey, Roger, come over here. You want some sausage? Come over here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey.